Activities across Maine nearly ground to a halt today in the face of an intense snowstorm. The National Weather Service is warning travelers to prepare for more than a foot of snow accompanied by high winds, coastal flooding, and sub-zero temperatures after midnight on Friday. And as A.J. Higgins reports, most Mainers have heeded calls from the State Department of Transportation to stay home so plow crews can clean up the roads.
State plow trucks were already out in force in southern Maine when Susan Falloon of the Maine Emergency Management Agency conducted her morning assessment of the massive weather system.
As we continued to have conversations with the National Weather Service, the forecast seemed to be getting worse and worse.
As government agencies and schools closed, public safety officials focused on highway and travel conditions that deteriorated by noon. But even as emergency protocols were put into place, Susan Falloon was thinking about the next 48 hours.
Of course, the big concern is going to be the travel conditions and then the drifting snow, which is going to continue even after the snowstorm stops. The travel conditions will probably be pretty bad and visibility will be poor.
Several communities, including Freeport, Oxford, and Augusta, set up warming centers where those without power could find relief from the cold and snow, or simply charge their cell phones. In Bangor, City Manager Kathy Conlow opened 4 warming areas for the public.
In anticipation of the potential that we're going to have power outages and perhaps water main breaks, heating difficulties for people, we will evaluate tomorrow whether we open an overnight shelter. If that's the case, it'll either be over at the Brewer Community Center, but we are looking right now at the Parks and Rec building down on Lower Main.
State highway crews have struggled during the past 2 winter seasons to find enough local drivers to operate snow removal equipment throughout the state. Local municipalities have had better luck in maintaining an adequate workforce, but successive storms are taking their toll, says Lewiston's Director of Public Works, Dave Jones.
Well, we had 5 storms in December that were plowable storms. We normally only have 2, maybe, something like that. So it started out pretty aggressive.
When conditions allow, state and municipal snow removal crews will begin spreading salt and sand, large quantities of which were secured by most departments during the summer and fall. Most communities are reportedly on track with their salt and sand stockpiles, but Chris Stewart, Holton's Public Works Director, said his town's 4,000 cubic yards of sand is down about 40%, and that the amount of snow doesn't make much difference.
1- and 2-inch storms use as much as the storm coming right here. It takes the same amount to treat. So if I'm going to get a storm, I'd rather get a foot than I would 1 inch or 2 inches because it uses the same amount of product to treat it. So.
If high winds and heavy snow wasn't enough, Portland residents had to deal with a storm surge in several low-lying areas of the city as the result of the convergence of the storm and an astronomical high tide. The storm is expected to finally leave the state Friday, but weather services say difficult travel conditions posed by cold temperatures will likely continue throughout the weekend. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.